WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told reporters it's time for a ceasefire in the Middle East, despite saying that Israel's strike that killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was justice. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said one day after the strike,
"For Nasrallah's many victims over the decades, whether in Israel, Argentina, Bulgaria, Syria, or Lebanon itself, justice has been served."
Former President Donald Trump attended the football game between the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz met with voters at the University of Michigan's game in Ann Arbor. 56 people are confirmed dead as a result of Helene, the widespread devastation across the South still coming into focus, with millions of power outages still reported and roads cut off, especially in western North Carolina. This is ABC News. Cheers once again at Appalachie High School in Georgia. School's football team played its first game since a gunman opened fire at the school in Winder, killing two students and two teachers, including the football team's defensive coordinator, Richard Aspinwall. Appalachie took an early lead Saturday, but ultimately lost 48-21 to Clark Central. In Washington State, King County is telling police departments that any police report written via AI will be rejected by the county prosecutor. The office spokesman, Casey McNerthy, told ABC affiliate Como,
"We're not saying no forever. We're saying we want to make sure that your hard work holds up in court."
And the announcement comes after a recent AI-assisted report included the name of an officer who was not present at the scene. An incorrect police report could jeopardize a trial. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. This one goes out to all the grandmas and grandpas who are sitting on some extra money in your bank accounts. Today, we are going to talk about the gift tax exclusion. In the year of our Lord 2024, the gift tax exclusion is $18,000. That means you can give members of your family up to 18,000 American dollars as a gift without you or them paying taxes on it. Financial advisors call this reducing your estate. Normal folks like us call it giving money to your family before you die so you can reduce the taxes that have to get paid. If it seems like there's going to be some left over when you pass, this might be something to think on. You could use the gift tax exclusion to your mutual benefit and maybe even pass on some money lessons to your loved ones. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You made it to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker special guest in the studio.
That's right, Rob. Right now, where is the key? They're a four-piece alternative metal band out of Madison who write songs about the paranormal and the unexplained and have just released their first album, Synesthesia. It's so fitting that they'll be performing at the Mad Farm Moto and Music Halloween Bash 2024 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on Saturday, October 19th. Here in the studio to give us a little preview of the Halloween Bash and their new music is guitarist Tyler Quinn, and he brought along Josh from Mad Farm Moto. Josh, Tyler, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And, what key will be unlocked?
What we got from our name, we got our name from a little boy outside of Shakespeare's house over in England. He kept asking where our keys were.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have any toys to play with, so he kept trying to play with keys. So that's actually where we got the name from.
There you go.
Wow.
So, yeah. Just kind of a weird
story.
You were
on vacation?
We were on vacation, yeah, visiting a buddy out there. So it was actually kind of funny. I don't think too many band names come from Shakespeare's house.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Where is the key? Tell us the band. What's your backstory?
Yeah, so Isaac Segafis and I formed the band about 10 years ago, but just in a basement right next to Rocker's house.
Actually. Oh, yeah, we were neighbors.
But I
remember
exactly. So we had a basement band for basically 10 years. And then last year we, decided to play out. So we picked up Jordan Lumen about 2 weeks before our first show. He had to learn all the songs real quick, but he came on for vocals. And then after that, we got Will Jackson on bass around September. So we've been doing this for about a year now. It's going really well. We're playing out quite a bit.
Nice. And I notice is where is the key? The is capitalized. What's behind that?
Yeah. So the little kid that came up with the name, he's actually his parents are from the Czech Republic. So they speak with a little bit of an accent.
Also on vacation. It's a long story.
It's a very long story. We could do a whole podcast on it if we want to. but yeah, he would accent different. He'd be like, "Where is the key? Where is the key?"
Oh.
So we just got it from that, and it's kind of a cool in-joke backstory, but now for you sure. guys know too.
That's really funny.
Shh, don't tell anybody, Rocker.
Oh, I won't. Halloween Bash 2024, October 19th. It's at the Mad Farm Moto in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on Highway 14. The Bash features 18 bands, a car and moto show, live art exhibits, food trucks, and costume contest. My first question is the venue. What exactly is Mad Farm Moto? Josh, you're from Mad Farm Moto. What is it?
Yeah, so Mad Farm Moto is actually the home of our bass player, Will. It's the farm that he owns. He set up a stage in his barn. He has a motocross track set up behind the house and barn. And we were actually there earlier today for a party he had for his company that he works for.
Aaron Weber Group.
Excuse me, Aaron Weber Group. So there'll be plenty of, I mean, there's 18 bands, there's an upstairs, there's a downstairs. We usually swap between heavier rock upstairs and more acoustic stuff in the basement of the barn. Should be a real good time.
Where is this like located on just off Highway 14? How do you get there?
Yeah, so you just head south out of Madison, towards Oregon, keep going, and it's actually right off of Highway 14, right on the main drag,
right before the roundabout there. So we'll have some signs up. You'll probably hear a lot of commotion coming from there, and there'll be a bunch of parking spots ready there. So the only thing we're missing is a clown. So if you guys know any clowns, we can get that too.
But we'll check the Rolodex. Yeah.
There are too many bands to read. 18 bands, we said. But I see the Saleys, Abaddon's End, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer. Tell me about the music part of the bash. And was any of this outdoors? I didn't see if I...
Yeah, so it's all indoors, split between the top floor of the barn where the haymow was and the bottom floor. It's a whole mix of music, so we're doing... heavy metal, we have some alternative bands, we have some country bands, we have some blues bands. We really wanted to make it, you know, appeal to everybody.
Oh, okay, so it's not just metal.
It's not just metal. It's a celebration of, you know, local music. So we tried to get as many people out there as we could. We do a spring bash as well. This is the second Halloween bash that we've done out there. The spring bash, we had just short of 400 people out there throughout the day, so it was a pretty good show. So we hope to get more people out there this time and, you know, come get a tattoo, eat a taco from the taco truck. You know, there's a lot to do out there.
So hold on. We're talking taco truck. Motorcycles, tattoos.
Yeah, cars, motos.
Right.
So tell us about the car and moto show though.
Yeah. So Will Jackson, the bassist, really got into classic cars over the summer. He bought an awesome old hot rod. He also has a lot of old bikes, so we're going to display those. And we're like, well, why don't other people get invited to bring their stuff out too? So
that's cool.
We're hoping people come out, bring their cool cars out. I have an old Fiat convertible that I'm hoping to get running for that. But
no pressure. It's just,
you know, an extra
it's a couple weeks away.
Exactly. We also had a few motorcycle clubs stop out the last time that we had the spring bash. So, you know, we figured we'd add Moto in there as well, just because we got a good showing from those folks.
Nice, nice. So like premier parking for the fancy cars,
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Very cool. So that is October 19th. Did I see it was BYO?
It is. It is. There is, you know, you can talk to some of the bands. Some of the bands are getting kegs as well. You can talk to them to see what they're doing. Where's the Key is doing a $5 donation for a cup to the keg and maybe some whiskey and other stuff that we have there. But yeah, as BYO, we're keeping it small for right now. You know, hopefully in the future we can make this a really big show, you know, where we have actual vendors and everything out there. But it's just a, you know, big party celebration of local music.
Where is the Key writes songs about paranormal and unexplained, and just released a 10-song album, Synesthesia. Tell us about your band's music and new album, and about this paranormal and unexplained things.
Yeah, so if you buy the album itself, basically we have little snippets of radio fading in and out throughout the whole album. And there might be some, you know, Russians talking about some things that they're stealing from some scientists in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh.
You know, there might be some people talking about, you know, synesthesia, where we got the album name from, how you can, you know, see sounds or you know, picture sounds and do other things. We basically wanted to make it somewhat of a concept album with a bunch of little weird things thrown in between. You know, you really get it when you listen to the full album itself. But every song has a little sprinkle of something paranormal or something in that.
Cool.
Nice. Operation Synesthesia. Where can we find this online?
Yeah, so all the normal streaming places. We're releasing songs one or two at a time right now. But you can buy the album from us directly and get all the songs at once. So I think we have 6 songs out on, you know, the usual Spotify, YouTube, Music, Apple Music, all that stuff. But, you know, call your local radio station, ask for these songs too, because all the local stations have it as well.
Nice. Where is the Key? Thank you so much for coming to the studio tonight to tell us about your band and the Mad Moto Farm Halloween Bash 2024 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on October 19th. How do we find more about the show?
Yeah, so if you go to Mad Farm Moto and Music on Facebook, you can find the event there. You can also follow Where is the Key on Facebook. We're posting about it, you know, pretty regularly. So
very cool. Well, right now, let's check out a brand new song from Where's the Key. This is Idol on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Oh,
Where is the Key on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located in Madison's east side and making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sample their local snacks, live music, of course, at carbon4.com. Rocker, that was an amazing tune. I love it. Where is the Key? Where is the Key?
Where is the Key? Well, they are a pretty cool band. I'm really psyched to get them on. Later today in the show, Rob, we still have Terry Barr. She's going to be speaking with Ben Yeager of Sunspot. And he isn't just a rock and roller. He is also teaching future generations of music right here in Madison. And live in the lair, Graham Marlowe's Lake Waves Trio. They're hanging around the studio waiting for the 9 o'clock hour to come in here and do Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And then Indie 45 with Shane Christopher Neal at 10 p.m. And then you, Rob.
Yeah.
Max Inc. After Hours, 11 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, and it's been a long day. It's been a beautiful day. I've been out running around. I'm going to take a little snooze in between shows just so I can catch up.
Hit the couch?
Just hit the Max Inc. Radio couch.
Well, you know, if you miss tonight's show, you can always listen to us tomorrow, Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. The show repeats. And then, of course, we'll have the podcast up on Monday. You can always listen to all the podcasts and shows at civicmedia.us.
Now, if I fall asleep on the couch, does that mean that I can listen to myself on the show in the replay? No, I got to get up to do the show.
I got to think about that,
Rob.
Oh, right now, hey, let's get back to, we got some double dipping to do, right?
Yeah.
Cat and the Hurricane.
Yeah.
They have a CD release party tomorrow.
Yes.
The 4th. The 4th. Next Friday.
Yes.
October 4th. We got it right. Friday, October 4th, CD release party at the High Noon Saloon. Got it out. Here's the first song. This is called Therapy, Cat and the Hurricane. You're listening to a double dip by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell it. I saw it in lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. Two in a row, a double dip of goodness. Why? Their CD release party at the High Noon on Friday, October 4th. And of course, Rocker, I think they have a show out there on the 17th also, right?
At the arcade, the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy.
Yep. And then
on October 17th.
On the 17th of November, you can see him out in Sheboygan.
Paradigm Coffee in Sheboygan. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is super cool. I mean, they were live in the Lair a few weeks ago. Maybe it's a month ago now. And you can see the podcast out there, maxincradio.com.
Rob, still ahead.
Yes.
Terry Barr talks with Ben Yeager of Sunspot. He isn't just a rock and roller.
Nope.
What inspires him, and we'll learn why he's also teaching future generations of musicians. That's coming up just ahead.
Yes, and we're going to do some Old Soul Society. Why? Wise Fest next weekend. That's why.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic
That's
Media.
Wise.
That's wise. On the Civic Media Radio Network, we are local music.
Set my eyes to the sea. And I'm gonna stay out for miles. I'm gonna play it over in my mind. Oh, no.
See if I'm gonna find me some peace.
But I had to get out of Wisconsin. All that wagon gonna find my way. And the good Lord.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, Rob, we are back on Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Rocker along with Rob Roberts. And earlier this week, Terry Barr, she spoke with Ben Yeager of Sunspot. And she talks about him not being just a rock and roller, but what inspires him and teaching musicians. So let's hear that interview right now, Rob.
If I could talk to those I lost again, to try and make amends among the graves, some kind of wiretap from far beyond the map, somehow these words get trapped between the waves, screaming in the darkness, broadcasting.
We are listening to a bit of the song Strangest Frequency by the award-winning band Sunspot. Now, the group's lead guitar, keyboard, singer is Ben Yeager. Ben, I just want to say welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Terry.
You are also an award-winning music instructor at a high school level. Now, when I learned that, I was thinking, now, how cool would it be to have a teacher like Ben? What actually made you decide that you wanted to not only be a rock star, but be an instructor too?
Yeah, what a great question. And it's kind of cheesy. It was a motivational speaker that came to my high school, but he was playing Whitesnake while he was talking. So I was willing to listen. And he said, you can do whatever you want with your life. And, you know, at the time in high school, I was playing like 5 hours of guitar a day. And I'm like, I love music more than anything. As I continued to go through high school, I started tutoring my brother's friends in math, like 3 years younger than me. And I found it super rewarding. And I find that I get the same exciting feel that I get on stage, you know, when the audience like really gets your music, you know, where they throw fists in the air for the solo or they're like singing your lyrics or something. I get that same feeling when a light bulb goes on in a kid's head and like the understanding is there, particularly when it's music related. Like, here's this the thing that I love. How can I teach students to love it as much as I do?
Let me ask you, as both a student of music in your younger mm-hmm. days, and now as a teacher, what have you found that music does for a person?
I still consider myself a student of music. Rachmaninoff said, music's enough for a lifetime, but a lifetime's not enough for music. If you ever think you play a piece perfectly, well, how boring. That just means that you haven't found enough to study in that work of art.
And you know, they always talk about how music helps people. And I'll go with your students too, their mental health. You mentioned math, that it really is one of those, I don't know, can I call it a special study that brings everything together?
Yeah, you bet. the social emotional learning that students experience in arts classrooms, you can't get anywhere else. A lot of the push in our district, our state, our country these days is around social emotional learning. And like we've been doing that in music education for decades, centuries. So seeing a kid that's maybe, experiencing joy, well, how do you express that? You come and you sing about it. You come and you play about it. You paint about it, you know? Maybe a student has a lot of trauma in their life. How do you cope with that and not feel alone? Well, why don't you come and sing about it? You play about it. You come and draw about it. Absolutely invaluable, the arts education that kids are getting.
Now, you instruct, wow, concert bands, symphonic bands, you give lessons, you do the hard things too, like music theory. Woo. Mm-hmm. And as a high school teacher, do you think you have a favorite thing to help your students learn?
Well, I'm following in the footsteps of predecessors who have said, we spend too much time just doing. We need to create the next generation of music lovers. Like, you want to see bodies and seats at concerts, you have to teach them to understand the music, and therefore, like, the love of that music deepens.
What about now? You're at a point in the early part of the school year, so you're probably getting kids coming in with a different summer's over mindset. How do you get them back into the groove?
I think we all feel it as educators. I know the students, feel a mix of excitement and nervous about, well, how's it going to go? So you picture an ideal situation, and then you make that happen. So in a music classroom, we spend a lot of time just developing community and trust. To make really great music, you have to, as a team, you have to trust each other. It's the same thing I do on stage with Mike and Wendy. I know that they have my back, no matter what. So like, you create that community. Well, how do you do that with 40 students, holding metal and wood things that they've only been playing for, 3 to 6 years? That's the part that, I've spent a lot of time developing. But I think it all starts with people, that we all love this. And then the music comes out of that.
I think, and this is one thing I remember, after a concert or a show, like a Sunspot show, there is nothing better than that feeling of knowing you've done it and you've done it well. And I'm sure in your case, you get some parents that come up to you and say, oh my goodness, I didn't know my kid could do that.
During and after, there's just an electricity about a musical performance. If I can share that experience. I've served thousands of students in Madison for 25 years. If I could share that with them, I'm honored.
I am talking with Ben Jagger, and Ben is a high school music instructor, and he's also with that rockin' band Sunspot. Have any of your students ever had the chance to see you play with Sunspot?
They find me eventually, the ones that want to. Mainly fans of the kind of music that we play. We write compelling lyrics and melodies. We sing in harmony, but we got big guitars, big drums. And, so I think fans of music that speaks to a lot of people, that's fun, but has a serious side too, like, would enjoy hearing us play. And so, yeah, I mean, there's no secrets. Like, Alice Cooper hid his identity from his high school chemistry students. If a student has an interest in what we do, well, yeah, okay, well, here's how you get your songs registered with the U.S. Copyright Office. Here's how you get ASCAP to collect your royalties. Here's a pathway to be expressive with the music that you want to write. But yeah, they'll show up sometimes in, big signs and stuff, and it's all super fun.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
Keep supporting your music programs. Keep supporting your arts classes. We need the support. There need to be more of us. There need to be more kids taking advantage of free access to a music education. That's why we're here.
So we talked about you playing a big guitar. We're going to end this with the song I'm on Fire. What can you tell us about this song? Wow.
Spontaneous human combustion pretty much sums it up.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a super school year. And here we go. I'm on Fire from Sunspot. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Terry.
Against the wall, I'm not ready to show my face. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. Oh, to do that to myself, why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way. Sadness, sell me the Holy Ghost, sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at, and invite me over for dinner, and buy my woman too, give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much bother. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. Thank you.
Armchair Boogie. All this twangy stuff is brought to you by the Halloween event at the Lazy Oaf Lounge right here in Madison. Saturday, October 26th, live music from Honey Shot Drink Specials, which I'm sure one is called a Honey Shot. And the costume contest, of course, with that first place prize of $400. More information at LazyOafLounge.com.
And we just heard the Armchair Boogie, All My Friends. I want to tell you, Rob, they are playing Majestic Theater in Madison with Work.
With Work!
On Friday, October 25th. That's the Friday of Halloween weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a great show.
So, Bluegrass Halloween.
Yeah, it's. I think it's called Boo-grass Halloween, right?
Is that what it's called?
I think that's the event is called Boo-grass Halloween. Yeah, man, I'm not making this stuff up.
I missed that part of it.
Yeah, it's the 25th. It's going to be a good show.
The Bluegrass Halloween. Yeah, that is
gonna,
so cool.
It's going to be
Armchair
crazy.
Boogie.
Yep, Work, of course, will be there as well. So that's going to be good stuff. Rocker, I'm really excited about this band. He's back there chilling, just going on that bass. It just sounds so good. He's not even
playing
it.
Warming up.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Graham Marlowe
yep.
and the Lake Waves Trio, they're going to be in the lair just after 9 o'clock here on Maxine Radio. But we still have some more yet to come right now, right?
Yep. We're going to play a tune from the Cashbox Kings. Mm. Of course, they're going to be doing live stuff at the Rooster.
Yep.
On October 5th. Oh, next weekend. So much going on this October. It's just packed.
It is. It is. This hot little mess. This is Maxine Radio. We are local music.
Sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true herself back home to stay. Yeah.
Cashbox King, live at the Red Rooster, October 5th. Hot Little Mess on Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings now taking us to the break, and then live in the lair.
Small town, daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do.
Circus clown breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that slug jaw, club footed, don't belong. He's gunned down in the first degree.
Wise Jennings, see him at Wise Fest next weekend. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Live in the Lair is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.